Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello there again, and welcome to this show. So the two people I'm going to introduce you to here, so they can both feel at home and to say hello, is Mel Barfield and Christoph Stoughton. Mel, hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm at the end of a cold. My nasally sound is going.
I kind of feel like we've already met, but we haven't. So it's lovely to actually meet you. But that's the power of you being, you know, in the media and online.
And it's great. I'm glad we can chat because I have a question I want to ask you straight away. But before we do, Christoph Stoughton, how are you, my friend?
I'm very good, Mark, as you find me. I've just had a few days off, so I'm feeling marvellous.
That's what I want to hear. And so what I want to do with this session, so here we go. We've got two people here. So whilst Mel says that, well, we kind of know one another, but we've never met. And here is Christoph as well, who's a part of the You the Media family. So what we're going to do, we're going to make our introductions. Let me go to Mel first, and then Christoph on what we do. So Mel, share with everyone who the folks at home who aren't too aware, share everybody what you do.
I am a copywriter, a copy editor, and an event speaker. And also, like, they're not an afterthought, but I also am a parent. I've got two children, and I'm based in Northamptonshire. Too far from the sea. Far too far from the sea.
How long is that? How are you coming down? You train or drive?
Well, to drive would be about 3.25 hours with no problems. The train is going to take quite a bit longer, but I think it'll be nicer. So I'm probably going to try and get the train and maybe link up with Ange and Molly in London to be able to then be on their train, Molly Scanlon and Ange Lyons. But I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to after the school run. I've got to do that morning school run, then I'm free.
Oh, my goodness. So I appreciate, again, I appreciate that. I've put in that, you know, with the family, and then I'm off for your time.
See ya.
Seaside. Woo. Here's a question. Somebody asked me this before I go to Christoph. Right. Somebody asked this to me prior to us chatting, and they said, Mel is everywhere. In terms of, we have our LinkedIn show with our good friend Ben McKinney, the events that you're talking at, the events that are in the pipeline for the rest of the year as well as being a mum, you have the work that's on as well. And someone wanted to know, and I'm going to ask this for them, how does Mel find this balance? Because that's something that I might want to do in terms of being seen and being known and having a presence. How do you make that work?
Firstly, by not having balance. I think that's probably something that most small business owners, freelancers can relate to, is you think to yourself, oh, well, I'll have complete control over my diary and it'll be great. I won't have a boss anymore. And that is true. But the problem is, if you really enjoy what you do, like I do, then it's difficult to manage that, and like the work-life balance is probably worse now, dare I say, though I do take holidays off, so I have school holidays with the children, and mostly, though I do sneak a bit in because I love it, mostly don't work during the school holidays. I think it comes down to doing something that you love, so yeah. I will happily be drafting LinkedIn posts, doing work in the evenings, not every evening, I try and only do it maybe like once a week, because I enjoy what I'm doing. And I think if you do enjoy it, then it doesn't, it's very cheesy, but it doesn't feel like work. And especially if you're trying to break into doing speaking at events and stuff, you have to put in the practice, you have to put in the time. And again, you have to enjoy it. So I don't have great balance, but I'm working on it.
And just to back that up, is this thing of where you say that it's a weird one when we look at work-life balance. This is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I enjoy.
Why do we have to separate them? Why can't it just all be life, you know?
Question answered. Hey, Christoph Stoughton. Christoph here. Christoph, let's make your introduction and you share with the folks at home what you do, your side.
Sure, I'm fascinated by that discussion for a start off. And the reason is because, as you know, Mark, I ask questions for a living. I ask small business owners, generally speaking, creative business owners or project-based business owners, questions. And those questions are designed so to create awareness for that business owner of where they're taking their business. Because I find with, you know, owners of businesses that actually do the project work, do the businesses, they do very little business work to create their businesses. And at some stage in their business life, they're going to change their relationship with their business. They're going to retire, they're going to sell it, they're going to whatever. And if they don't concentrate a little bit on their business, then they'll have nothing when they stop. Because when they stop work, everything stops. Income stops and everything stops.
Mm.
So, yeah, I have a program called Deadlineology, which encourages business owners to think about their business as a project with a brief, with a budget, and a deadline for delivery. And it's sort of a way of getting around this business of, oh, let's make a business plan, which everybody hates doing, particularly if you're in the
I still don't have one.
I rest my case.
Interesting point here.
Yeah.
You meant about projects. The more I've started to frame things into projects, the kind of easier it becomes. I kind of take this project mentality to loads of work now, rather than it just being a slog or you're just present, is how you start to put it in their own little spaces and then start to work on them as their own projects and see how they can progress or how we can start or take it or put it to the side because it didn't necessarily work.
That's because you're used to projects, and that's why this is great, because it's familiar to anybody that's a project. You know, you can't work without a brief, and yet you start a business quite happily without knowing where it's going. Oh, what's that all about? And with that sort of familiarity with projects, you create yourself a brief and say, well, what am I going for? What am I about? And then, you know, because you're good, you can provide the solutions to that brief.
Thank you.
And then pick a date and say, my deadline is X, and that's what I'm going to make it by.
Thank you.
Does that make sense to Mel?
It does. There's some parts of my business that have been run to deadline. Obviously, projects, the project work is. But 2 years ago, I think it was, on International Women's Day, I did a takeover of Sophie Cross, freelancer magazine editor, did a takeover on Twitter. Who will be down? I can't wait to see her. She let me take over her Twitter for the day. And my last tweet I sent to her to be scheduled was my brand new website. So I had to, that was like a self-imposed, I didn't have to publish it, but I was like, this is an opportunity. I'm going to put that in as one of the tweets. And then I have to create and fill my website by that date. So I think, even though we don't have bosses, having those, it's pretty artificial as a deadline, because I could have just not been in that tweet sequence and just given myself another 6 months to procrastinate. I've said to her since, like, if I hadn't had that deadline of the takeover, I probably still wouldn't have published my website. So yeah, I think deadlines are wonderful things. And as a creative, which feels very bleep word to say, it is sometimes the only way I can work, because I will procrastinate.
This is a good
massively thing. And LinkedIn is the worst for that, because I will gladly pee away an entire day just messing around.
But however, this is right, this does link. So we're saying here, look, whether it is we meander during the day and this and the work that we're doing or the work that's on. So here we go. Traveling down from Northamptonshire to a place that is new. So again, that you're making that decision to step away from a place where you are prominent, whether it is a platform, whether it is something in the schedule that's work. So it's coming down. So the whole thing here is how you feel comfortable, Mel, when you come to pull, that everything feels worthwhile. This is what I'm going to do. Do you know what I'm going to do now? So Christoph, familiar to everything from you with the media, in terms of a face, in terms of support, in terms of somebody who is known within that family itself. Christoph, I would like you to share with Mel and to put Mel at ease for when she comes down to Paul for Creator Day. Can you do that in terms of what's in store and to make sure Mel knows that that heading down at the end of April feels right?
I can. I feel like it's your job there, but Mark, but I'll do it for you. Because Mel, it's like coming into an existing family. You can go up to anybody and introduce yourself. Anybody will come up to you and introduce yourself. And there's no kind of feeling of woman, a networking event. I've been having my cards at the ready and, you know, get my patter sorted and the elevator pitch out and all this kind of stuff. Because it's just very friendly, you know. We're all there for a purpose. And as Mark knows, I always say that business is, you know, it's all about socializing with a purpose. And the Creator Day is just like that, because we're all there to learn how to promote ourselves better, to get better at it, to take, you know, the generous tips and hints and conversation that's on offer from everyone, because nobody holds back. Everyone is happy to talk. And take those and get better at what you want to get back. So get better at that shared purpose that we all have, which is that we all want to sell ourselves better and present ourselves better and enjoy our businesses better and tell the world us about ourselves, not be a best kept secret and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, there is no fear. It's not an event like one where you sit in the dark and people who have got letters after the name talk at you and very important. This is one where we turn up and we're as much a part of the stage as the people who are actually on the stage. And Mark sets the tone for that, which is great, as you can see now. He's given his time to allow us to talk about ourselves and to talk about everything.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mel, how does it, a question to you, does it help stepping in, coming into a space when you know there's already that sense of familiarity and knowing what you're stepping into? Does that help? Because obviously it's a big ask. Look, kids go to school, then I'll be traveling down, I'll be changing in London to then to get to Waterloo. Does it help when there is already...
It's a massive faff. Yeah, it's a huge faff for me to get there. So yeah. I'm glad that you acknowledge that.
In a night, massively. It's like I don't take any of this for granted. It's like people that are traveling down, it's like that. And I'm glad you said that. I've got to take the kids to school because
them to school and then hot footing it either onto the road or, well, onto the road either way to get to the train station. So, yeah, the reason that I booked my ticket is because Ben, Dave and I had a lovely time together at CopyCon, and it was shortly after that, I think, that they were like, oh, Mel, come down to Pool. We're both talking, because they're both speaking at the event. And I probably wouldn't choose to book something like this without knowing that there were going to be people that I know there, because I think it is a massive faff to get to. But the faff is worth it when I know, and then there's lots of other people now that I know are going, some of whom I nagged to come, as you know. And I the vibe of it feels very inclusive. It feels very friendly. It feels like it's not going to be a, as you say, business card swapping, like handshakey. It's going to be a huggy place for people who like hugs. I do always give people the option to not hug.
Talking of hugs, we're going to be breaking that world record of Alex King already trying to figure out the logistics to break the world record for the most hugs in a minute. That stands at 88. Mm. Going to do it. Alex is going to do it for 89.
I'm well up for that.
But if you're not a hugger, you're going for another hugger.
If you're not a hugger, you don't have to. You know, you can cheerlead. I'm very comfortable coming along. I don't feel any fear or, you know, I'm not worried about it one bit, because you've done so much to make people feel welcome before even
Yeah. Do you know what as well? So. Just that picks up on another question now. Just for anyone that puts on, I look at the dynamic of putting on events today as completely different as what it was from a couple of years ago. And you just said a big word there, Mel, this thing of being welcoming in, no matter whether it's somebody's listening to this that's coming or they're just listening because they're inquisitive about what they're putting on, is just the impact of how we have to put the time in and the acknowledgement to make people feel welcome. Because it's far easier, Mel, and I understand, to say, like, well, I've got a load of stuff on. Whether there's a kid, whether it's swimming club or whatever after school or something else, someone's still got to go and pick up. So that ability, I just want to pick up this, the importance to whatever we join in with, there has to be a sense of feeling welcome, rather than you book the ticket via Eventbrite or wherever else, and then you show up. I just want to pick up on how you look at that aspect of the places that we build. They have to be welcoming to attract people to go to events today.
Well,
there's also the fact it's my birthday that week, which
how can I forget?
But that's why. But that's important, not just because you said you'd give me some cake, but because
what day of the week is your birthday?
It's not quite that week. It's the 21st, so it's Sunday before we come. But still, without it having been my birthday week-ish, I'm not sure I would have been able to get away with it with the husband. He's very supportive of me going away and doing stuff, and he regularly takes time off work to do the school run. We don't have family nearby. But if it hadn't been for my 40th being a few days before, it would have been a harder sell, basically. So it was timing as well, because I'm already, to use his words, on a jolly to Atomicon later in the year, and I've got Digital Women coming up. So he often has to, he doesn't have to, he chooses to, because he's very lovely, switch his day around to support me doing what I want to do. I think without it being my birthday week, I would have had to grovel a bit and let him go to play golf more.
It's interesting. You were talking about balance. We're talking about balance earlier, and you know, all this sort of stuff. And this is the kind of balance that you need, because
this will top me up.
Yeah, and you're with people, and you'll discover when you come, Mel, you're with people who are just friendly and enjoying themselves about as much as anything else. And this is the bit where you're working for something other than a client or a thing. So you're not, in a sense, in some ways, you're not even working for your own business. It's a bit of personal professional top-up to be with like-minded people who have the same issues and challenges and problems and excitement and opportunities that you have, and be able to share that. And I think that's a bit of balance that we often miss. So it's not that this is in any way, shape or form a jolly.
Otherwise, it is a little bit though.
Well, that's because we're allowed to be
jolly. Don't tell Will.
It's not you can't be jolly when you're having, you know, a constructive time, I think. And that's the balance that you get from when you come to create a day, is that you're there for a reason, but you can marry it up with a bit of a laugh. So I was listening to some of the podcasts, I was listening to Lois and all these people coming through, and it's really nice to hear them all sort of chat about people that they know and what they're doing and stuff. It's good.
When we were chatting with Ange Lyons and Daniel Plume, who takes credit for his path, coming back to you, Mel. And it was this, Andrew's.
Did Ange not? I thanked her too. It was I did a double on those, on both of them. Anyway, no, sorry, carry on.
Credit where credit's due. Andrew said it was around investment. The investment has to be worth it. Not just the money that we're forking out, but the time as well. The investment that we put into this has to be worth it. And so it's the importance with this whole thing that we put on together. And bless your eyes, bless Will for just like, yeah.
He's a great egg.
Go for it. So this show is dedicated to young Will. And I want him to listen to this.
Young, sorry. I nearly spat my coffee out.
Appreciate Will. I appreciate Will saying, you go and I see you when you come back. Because it's similar here.
We have an agreement where we don't need permission. We just tell each other that we're doing stuff mostly. But when he does have to do the school run, like he's got free rein to, you know, play golf every weekend or whatever. Though every time I say he plays golf, I feel like it gives the wrong impression of our status in life.
So here's a good thing. Let me share this with you as well, that I've learned as a parent as well, when my wife is away. So what I turn to is, and I like this phrase, freezer tapas, which is when you then raid what's in that freezer with the chicken
mystery dinner
with whatever chips, whatever is sitting in that freezer, that will suffice. That's how I look at it when it's away.
It's basically anything that goes with mayonnaise at my house.
Okay, so as we start
to be beige.
So as we start to bring this our conversation together to a close. So yes, so again, Mel that's travelling down from Northampton, Mel is obviously busy with her commitments, everything that's happening as well. Similar on the same side as Christoph. Here is Christoph that's putting time aside. So Christoph and Mel, it means a lot. And it means a lot to have you both down at the end of April. Well. So listen, if you're listening, you haven't jumped in yet, come to createaday.uk and you can get to hang out and figure out how Mel Barfield does it from a living space to a live space and being with Leaf and everyone at CopyCon a little bit later in the year. So I just want to say well done for this year as well, Mel, because you're doing good work and it's noted. Right,
Christoph, no. You're great too, though. Like, big up Christoph as well, please. I'm feeling embarrassed. I did mention before we started recording, Christoph's hair is incredible. I did mention that, but we weren't recording at that point, so I just want to go on record as saying Christoph has incredible hair.
It's amazing. You should see him when it's in the sea.
He's gone red.
See him when he's in the sea as well. You going in the sea, man?
Well, Ange said you're not allowing wetsuits. Or someone told her that wetsuits are frowned upon, so I'm not sure now.
How do you look at that, Christoph?
I don't care if you wear a wetsuit. It's all about getting in and having fun. There's loads of us that get in. John Jockham used to wear a wetsuit, doesn't anymore. Stuart Perry used to wear a wetsuit, doesn't anymore.
But, I'm inland. I'm not used to this, you know. I'm tucked away in the Midlands.
No, I don't want this. Listen, I don't want you going to Decathlon now and you're coming.
I've got one already. I've got a wetsuit.
Come in a wetsuit, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I think it's just good fun getting in the water and having a splash effect. So I think that's my view.
There we go. Christoph has given the official it's okay with wetsuits.
Official permission.
Not frowned upon.
See,
not...
welcoming.
And you can have hair as well.
Christoph, thank you for your time. Mel, thank you for your time. Great to see you. Chat to you both.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Looking forward to it.